Hello. I shouldn't be making this audio for many reasons. One being that I have to be up early tomorrow morning and it's late right now, so I should be sleeping. Another one is that I am a bit sick. I haven't really been feeling terrible today, but I've been sneezing. I might sneeze or cough at some point. I'm feeling better. Spend the day resting, but could definitely be better. But I just got a lot of allergy from time to time, start sneezing and whatever. But I realized okay, so I was not going to make an audio about the Chinese Grand Prix, right? Because it was boring as fuck. And I was spending the whole race thinking, should I just nap? Should I just go to sleep? But I figured, I had to see it through because that's how I am. And I cannot just leave the race while still on, because shit can happen, right? So I stayed through the whole thing, and it was boring as fuck, as I was saying. But then things happened after the race. Starting off with Ferrari being them, obviously, and I have to say, some people were angry about the ruling thing about, oh, how are they going to disqualify them? But mind you, if I'm pissed at someone, is Ferrari. How the fuck do you not know your cars are not meeting the bare regulations for a race? How does it happen? This is if it was going to happen to someone, it was going to be them. And Gasly, well, that was just adjacent. I know that. I can't recall exactly how it is. I don't know if all the cars get checked post-race, or I think at some point I read that it was some random inspection on some of the cars. So I don't know if this was bad luck or if this was just a regular checkup and they didn't meet the requirements or what happened. But if it was going to happen to someone, it was going to be Ferrari, obviously. I had been seeing it coming to some degree, or at least I was preparing myself for a possible Charles penalty because of the front wing thing. I did know that depending on how the damage was inflicted on the front wing, they were required to do a change, which they didn't, because apparently is what it was actually giving him an advantage in terms of the track and during the race. So I was thinking, okay, are they going to say at some point that this was giving him an advantage? So is there going to be a penalty? So I was thinking about that before, like while the race was going on and when the race ended. So I was thinking maybe there's gotta be a penalty. I don't know. I wasn't sure. Someone else told me later that no, because it wasn't the penalty wouldn't go in terms of an advantage. It would go in terms of a possible risk throughout the race, which wasn't the case. I think someone did get a front wing damage. I cannot recall. I have the idea that it was Yuki, but I cannot recall. Might be wrong. And they did change the front wing because it was like about to fall off. So I was preparing myself. I wasn't preparing myself for a full-on disqualification of both cars, mind you. What the actual fuck, but it did not surprise me. I was very displeased, obviously, but it did not surprise me because, of course, Other honorable mentions, always a good race when Verstappen doesn't get a win, didn't even get a podium, not even with both disqualifications, so great thing altogether. Also, Alonso DNF'd, wonderful. I'm living for it. The rookies did decently good. Berman was, poor thing was, later on, was feeling embarrassed. And he was feeling bad about saying TL to every car he overtook, but he was in the moment, and that was a good headspace for him at the times. I was happy for him. Hunter did good, which I'm glad. He deserved a good race after the DNF back in Australia. What else? What other honorable mention right now? Kimi. As I said, the rookies were doing good. I am very happy about that. I feel like they're doing decently enough that they need to be there. They need to keep working on that. So now, again, post race. People have been, today I woke up, and that was the deciding thing to whether or not I was going to comment on this shit. I've seen a lot of people saying that Yuki is going to get a Red Bull for Japan and Liam is going to go back to Racing Bulls for the race. Now, I have seen that going around for a while. I am very well aware that is going to happen. I am not sure. I don't trust this kind of news. If it's out there, it's happening, right? It's been discussed, but it's still rumors. No one has confirmed anything yet. And if it's not confirmed, I am a science person, okay? I need sources. I need viable, trusted sources. But this is gossip, and this is Formula One, so they're not going to give me any reputable source until the last second, and it's gonna be like the weekend after, the weekend before. They're going to play ball with this shit, but they are going to switch drivers. We know that. We've known that for since testing, right? I wasn't expecting it. If it's going to happen for Japan, it will be. I don't know how they're gonna do that because okay, so there's two points of view here. One will be great to get Yuki in a Red Bull for his home race, but also it will this will be given Honda like this will be like I don't know politically wise whether or not they want to give their Japanese driver a home race on their main team with the parting ways with Honda. I don't know if the how that's gonna go, but also I don't see them wanting to keep having Liam on the main seat, potentially damaging the Constructions Championship longer than they could avoid. I do have to say, I don't see that improving at all anytime soon. The second Red Bull seat is fucking cursed ever since Daniel left the team. And this is all Red Bull's fault, and that's never gonna fucking improve. I mean, obviously it will improve at some point. They have to break out of this. But what I mean is, they keep fucking up, and I honestly, I don't know what they want at this point. I don't know what they want at this point because they keep putting rookies on the seat. And they underperform as they obviously will, and they keep switching them. And the obvious thing was to put Yuki on that seat, and nobody I don't understand why they didn't do that. But the thing is, they're gonna put Yuki on that seat, and he is the second he doesn't live up to what they expect him to, they will keep switching on drivers. And hopefully he does good. Hopefully he keeps the seat for a long time, a consistent time. But I doubt that because Red Bull administration is really fucking shitty. Marco needs to go. And I as I said, they keep comparing each and every single one of their drivers to Verstappen, which is fucking unfair because first off, man, a fucking prodigy. Also, somebody said to me, which it is true, they keep tailoring the car to Max. And the thing is, you are making a car for one of your drivers, automatically the other driver is at a disadvantage. And the thing is also the driver that you're tailoring it for is a beast of a driver. Anyone else is not going to be able to drive this car as well as he does. And my point with China is that Max was struggling on that car. If Max Verstappen is struggling on a Red Bull, how do you think Liam Lawson is going to do without a car? Max himself said that that car is even harder to drive than a racing ball car. Right? So what this means is if there is someone who's going to squeeze points out of this car, it will be Max Verstappen, and he didn't even manage to get a podium. You know? So expecting anything else from Liam is absurd. Also, there's this public image that's going around about Liam, about how bad of a driver he is, and people criticizing him and giving him shit. And I feel it's very uncalled for. I don't know. I don't see the point. You're destroying this driver for not living up to an impossible expectation that no one has been able to. They put Pierre in that car and they took him out. They put Albon in that car and they took him out. They put Checo in that car and they took him out. They put Liam in that car and they're about to take him out. No one is gonna. What were you expecting from this child? Like, what actually? What are you expecting from this rookie? So I feel giving him shit, it's really uncalled for, but that's what people are doing, and that is just I don't see it. I don't know, I don't get it. So yeah, those are my feelings about this whole thing. I am looking forward to how the season develops because I any criticize that I can make to Red Bull is the time of my life, honestly. I feel okay, no, well, that's just I have insights in my head about things about it, probably every team. There were things that I was thinking about, but mostly it's just Red Bull hate and Red Bull criticism. And at some point, I need to stop talking about them because I feel like this is a. Are you familiar with Mean Girls? Because I feel like I'm talking about Regina George all the time. And when I'm not talking about her, I want people to mention her so I can keep talking about how much I fucking hate Dr. Margo. And the thing is, yes, that was the thing. They, you know, different teams, Mercedes, Red Bull, Ferrari. And Renault, now Alpine, but Renault. I think I think they are still going under the same engine name for the academy. They have academies where they develop drivers for long-term racing. The goal is to keep is to is to is The goal is to bring these drivers into Formula One. Mercedes has managed to do that with both George and Kimi. I would argue as well with Ocon, although I'm not quite sure. I think he was under another. Because Toto is. I'm not sure about that anymore. His agent, I'm not sure if he was under Mercedes. I can't confirm. Because I know as a French driver, I don't think he was under Red Bull as Pierre was, and Charles was under Ferraris, sort of. So I don't even know where Ocon falls. Cannot, but I know he comes from somewhere around there. Yeah, whatever. But in comparison, you have the Red Bull drivers. And again, you have Albon, you have Pierre, you have Daniel, you have Max, obviously. You have Daniel Viet, who is not long, no longer Formula One. You have Yuki, you have Liam. And all these drivers that I just mentioned, just one has a successful Red Bull career, which is Max Verstappen, because again, a fucking tragedy. We're not counting him because he's a fucking exception. Of the other drivers, Pierre left Red Bull. Daniel left Red Bull. Albon left Red Bull. Yuki's stuck as it is to some degree right now. I think if they don't, I think if with the if within generally this year they do not give Yuki the opportunity, he should be looking outwards to other teams and leave Red Bull, which you know doesn't speak well for the longevity of your program if you are promising these drivers, you know, come into my academy, I will train you, and you will be a good a driver under Red Bull. You're failing hard. The second you got Checo on your car or on your main team, you are already failing because why the fuck do you have two teams in Formula One and a driver's academy if you're going to bring in drivers from other places? That's happened in other circumstances as well. I think there was a conversation about that happening with Renault, but I cannot recall exactly who was being criticized at the time. I mean, I'm all in for Renault criticism, but I'm not gonna go into that about that right now because I don't have the receipts at hand and I cannot recall from the top of my head, and I hate talking without reason. Okay, I love gossip and I like criticizing these millionaire fucking assholes, but I'm not gonna do that unfounded, okay? I don't feel I don't wanna keep talking about this anymore. I want to update you on other things. One of them being, I got pads. I wouldn't be doing this audio if I didn't got new pads, but I didn't manage to get the big ones. I mentioned, I think, the last or I don't know, at some point, that I needed to get the bigger pads because the ones that I had were like small and they were more prone to make a mess. So my goal was to get the big ones, but I couldn't find them. And I mean, I didn't make that much of an effort. I went to one place and they didn't have the big ones and they had the small ones, and I just figured, you know, I'm gonna get this and whatever. It's good. We're gonna make it work, okay? We're gonna make it work. I think it should be good enough. I'm not. I went to pee before I started recording because I want to be a responsible girl and not make that much of a mess, even though you would love it. I know some of you would adore it if I made a mess. Some of you have asked me to not pee beforehand, and I have to say, what difference does that make to you? Because you're not gonna see it, you're barely gonna hear it. I mean, you're gonna hear it, of course. You're not gonna see it anyways. So, in regards of me having to clean up that mess, I prefer to go pee beforehand. Okay. One of the reasons, another one of the reasons why I decided to do the audio was because you wanted my opinion on the race. And I found that funny because there has been, okay, for full disclaimer, I'm rubbing my clit. I've just started. Oh, but I think I'm gonna take my panties off right away because they're like in the way. Of in a way, I was saying, I found it very funny and very entertaining that you actually want my opinion about the races. The first audio was convinced it wasn't going to work. I was convinced it wasn't going to work. I even mentioned that I didn't think it was working. The whole overlap between me talking. Oh, fuck. I'm pressing my toy on my clit and it's so cold. It's gonna warm up, but it's still cold. I didn't think it was gonna work. And I think today is also not a great example because the goal eventually is to get me to get off while I'm rambling, not to do, oh God, it's committed, not to do one thing and then the other, because then it's just weird, I think. I mean, not ideal at the very least. And today we didn't achieve that. So, I guess whether or not this audio is the light of. The light of being posted will depend on how nice. I love how nice my pussy behaves right now. You know, I like starting off softly. You have no idea how much I like the notion of slow and tender and soft. Of being, of being held with love. That is it. That's it. You know, for all that I've learned about myself since I started, not even since I started posting audios, since I started listening to them. You figure out a lot about yourself in this process. And at first, You go in and you see a lot of things, and you see a lot of kinks, and you see a lot of dynamics and stuff around. And I started listening to a bit of everything to see what I liked. I was very curious, and of course, I had an idea of what I like because I consumed different sorts of pornography before. But it's a different experience reading it or seeing it to hearing it. It's a medium makes the experience different. Someone is messaging me. Well, they're gonna have to wait. The medium makes the experience different, right? So I started listening to things. Oh God. I started listening to things to see whether or not I will like them. And there was a lot of hard stuff. A lot of mean, degrading, humiliating, name calling. But it's hot. It is hot when you're in the mood for that. I guess some people are always in the mood for that, and that's great. And I did get off to it for some time. But then I realized I was such a praise girl, and I started switching what I was listening to all the romantic, loving, tender, praising. Oh, and I realized that is what I am into. I am into I'm into being adored and worshipped. Oh, fuck. I am into having. Oh, fuck. Having men being so into me. Oh, fuck. Obsessed with respecting me. Okay. But now on the kinky, side, like relationship wise, I will not take anything less than respect. And every day I'm bringing my bar higher and higher, okay? On the horny brain, on the kinky side of things, oh fuck. I have to say, a lot of you would give it to me, wouldn't you? You would give it to me if you're here. Oh God, if you're here listening to this, it's because you would give it to me. Oh God, yes. If you're here listening to this lobby. Oh fuck. Wet, dripping pussy being pounded. It's because you wanna do it, don't you? You wanna pound it yourself. But I wouldn't let you. Yet. I will make you earn it. Because you see, this is such a good pussy.
Can you hear it? Oh God, such a good pussy. You're gonna have to earn it. You don't get to touch it. You don't get to taste it. Until you show me how much you want it. Oh, fuck. So, you're gonna have to be very good to me. You know? Oh, fuck. You're gonna have to be so good to me. Oh, God. Oh, God. How do I get so sensitive so fast? And so wet. Fuck. I really cannot do this without Pat. Oh God, my ass is wet. You love that as well. I mean, I'm not here to humiliate anyone, but I see what you tell me. And let me tell you, the ratio of people who comment on my audios to the amount of people who message me and the things that you guys tell me, I know that you would love for me to make a mess on top of you. I know that because you say so often. And I love that you tell that to me. I love knowing how much I affect you. And it's funny. It's so funny because... I'm not trying to. I'm just, and I keep saying it because it's the truth. I'm here having a good time. And you make it so fun, honestly. Oh. I'm feeling this sticky, dripping out of my pussy into my ass. It's funny how, well, not funny. I have to say it's hot. I'm not making fun of you. In a humiliating way, let's say. I'm just saying that I find it so fun and so entertaining because I seem to have a target audience and so many of you would so many of you would love if I peed on you. So many of you wanna drink it. So many of you wanna taste it. And I know you can imagine it. I mean, you can hear how much of a mess she is. Oh, fuck. But that's the kind of things you're gonna have to earn. You're gonna have to... Oh. You're gonna have to take it out of me. I'm not gonna help you. You have to do all the work. Oh, fuck. Just like I'm doing right now. I'm doing all the work. I'm pounding my pussy. Oh, fuck. I'm fucking all the liquid out. I Oh god, my pussy feels warm. Feels so warm inside. I Oh my god, I'm gonna come. I
I should stop. Oh God, I should stop. I want you to imagine me fucking myself in front of you. Just like this. I want you to go back and listen to me. Fuck myself and picture me just in front of you doing all of this right in front of you. But you don't get to touch me. I'm doing this so you can see me, so you can hear me. And you can see how easy my toy is coming in and out of my pussy, dripping wet. And every time my toy comes in, liquid pours out. Oh, fuck. There in front of you in full display. Creamy. Drooling, sticky, wet pussy juice coming out of me, dripping into my ass. My pussy is swollen and red. My face, oh God. All wet from my tears because I feel so good. I fuck when I come, my G spot gets swollen and way too sensitive. And because I am the person that I am, I love keep pressing on it because it just feels amazing. Which is why I'm always going to be way more into overstimulation than I will be into etching. I have nothing against etching. I love the notion that you are etching to me, and a lot of you try to etch to me. And I am happy to say that you've reported that it's super hard to etch to me because you can't help but come. Which, good. Feel very proud of myself for that. I myself prefer the notion of coming again and again and again and again. So you do you, and in fact you can keep etching to the notion of not being able to touch me, because you know you can't touch me. You can hear me. Some of you can see me, but you can't touch me. So you're always, the only thing you're ever gonna do to me is etch. Sometimes come, but you're going to etch more than you're going to come, I figured. Now, some of you like to come more than once, and more than once per audio. I approve of that. In fact, I find it very fun when you tell me how many times are you able to come in one of my audios, especially because I would think that you would do that with the longest ones, but then you're like listening to the ones that are like 20-30 minutes and come in multiple times, and I find it so fun because you're picking like the shortest fucking one to do that. But I get it. I get it. I do get off for a long time on the long audios, but I also talk a lot of shit. Oh, and some of you really love that. I find it super endearing.
the people that have told me that they like my voice and that they could listen to me talk about anything. So that is absolutely lovely because I do talk a lot.
I think we gave her enough of a break, didn't we? Also, I do need to get to sleep sometime soon. So we're going to finish ruining. Is that the word? Arruinar. This pad. It's already dirty, but we need to finish it off. So we finish off the audio, okay? And then I get to bed. And then I get to bed with a freshly fucked and tender pussy. Oh. And very tender it is. Oh, yes, there it is. So sensitive. Oh God. Such a messy pussy, honestly. You can fantasize about cleaning it up. I know you would love to do that for me. Can you hear that? That is just playing with my clit. That's not even fucking into myself. Got so wet. Got so much liquid out. It's good enough to play with. Oh God. Just a bit more. Just a bit more. Just a bit more. See if I can come again. Ah, yes. I see, 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 see. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. I. Oh, fuck, it smells so much. And my eyes are stinging from the tears. Oh God, I'm so warm. I'm so warm and I'm so sleepy, actually. I think I'm gonna go to bed now. I think I'm gonna go to bed and sleep. Have a good night.
Hope you enjoyed listening to me. And if you didn't, well, that's your thing. I had a great time. But now I'm very sleepy.